Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
January 28, 1900 America, New York. Personal finance is a hit on TikTok. One survey suggests nearly a quarter of young American investors have used it for financial advice. January 28, 1900 America, New York. Quantitative tightening is no substitute for higher interest rates. Reversing trillions of dollars of asset purchases may prove to be an unreliable tool. January 28, 1900 America, New York. How is Omicron affecting the global economic recovery? High-frequency data suggest the effect may be limited and short-lived. January 28, 1900 America, New York. Has Deutsche Bank turned the corner? Investors seem to think the bank has stabilized at last. January 27, 1914 America, New York. Neil Young's radio channel on Sirius XM is revived after Spotify removal. Sirius XM revived Neil Young's radio channel after Spotify refused to cut Joe Rogan's lucrative podcast, and other streamers promoted the folk rocker. January 27, 1904 America, New York. Millions yet to file tax return as scammers circle. HMRC says 3.5 million people are still to file, but it will not fine those who are up to a month late. January 27, 1903 America, New York. Dover Qs, the firm struggling with Brexit red tape. A month after more post-Brexit paperwork came into force, many drivers and firms are having problems. January 27, 1900 America, New York. Bitcoin sell-off eases amid broader weakness, but bear flag forms casting doubt on recovery. Bitcoin is struggling to gain ground after Wall Street surrendered early gains, which pushed haven flows into the US dollar. The APEC session may see another risk-off move to end the week. January 27, 1840 America, New York. Home Depot names Ted Decker as CEO. Craig Menear, who was tabbed CEO in November 2014, will continue as the company's chairman. Mr. Decker has been the chief operating officer at the home improvement retailer since October 2020. January 27, 1830 America, New York. Apple supply chain is its strongest link. In a market where almost no one can get enough chips, the world's largest maker of consumer electronics found plenty, enough, at least, to turn out better than expected sales across most of its product lines for its fiscal first quarter ended December. January 27, 1816 America, New York. Glossier CEO says beauty startup got distracted and must cut jobs. The layoffs come 7 months after the online company raised $80 million in fresh funding. January 27, 1811 America, New York. Robinhood's stock drops 12% after loss is worse than analysts expected. Higher technology and administrative costs hurt the brokerage's fourth quarter results. January 27, 1809 America, New York. Two former Deutsche Bank traders win their appeal in a Lieber manipulation case. But ruling is another indication of the difficulty prosecutors have had making the case that traders at a handful of big banks conspired to profit from manipulating Lieber, the benchmark once used by banks to set interest rates. January 27, 1802 America, New York. Apple sales soar despite supply constraints. The iPhone giant's business has boomed during the pandemic. January 27, 1735 America, New York. Former traders cleared of U.S. rate rigging. Matthew Connolly and Gavin Black have been acquitted of rate rigging by a U.S. court. January 27, 1733 America, New York. Is the U.S. government causing the chip shortage? There's a lot of discussion about how the computer chip shortage is causing problems for U.S. manufacturers. But I rarely see any plausible explanations of why there is a chip shortage. Articles on the subject occasionally mention the fact that auto producers did not order enough chips. January 27, 1730 America, New York. S&P 500 gives back pre-market gains in choppy session, Apple earnings beat. The S&P 500 gave back overnight gains in a choppy session as market participants looked to Apple earnings after the closing bell. January 27, 1654 America, New York. Apple's profit jumps to $34.6 billion in holiday quarter. The company's revenue and profit beat Wall Street expectations, easing concerns that supply chain issues and the coronavirus were a drag on sales. January 27, 1649 America, New York, Biden's economy is surging but voters still see gloom. President Biden is suffering in the polls as high inflation saps confidence in the economy, even as growth comes in strong. The contrast between how the economy is doing on paper and how it feels on the ground has made it difficult for President Biden to capitalize politically on a moment of economic progress. January 27, 1642 America, New York, FCC revokes the ability of China Unicom to operate in the U.S. The agency cited national security in revoking the license for the American subsidiary of a state-owned Chinese telecom operator. January 27, 1630 America, New York, NASDAQ 100 sheds gains as traders sell the rip amid hawkish Fed policy outlook. The NASDAQ 100 gives up gains and ends the day sharply lower as traders become increasingly concerned about the Fed policy outlook and its implications for valuations and the economy. January 27, 1514 America, New York, India pandemic school closings imperil demographic dividend. A large proportion of working-age people, once seen as a demographic advantage, could turn into a burden if many of them are undereducated and underemployed. Ashita and Rudra attending school online. January 27, 1513 America, New York, Robinhood meme stock negligence suit is rejected by judge. The ruling comes ahead of the first anniversary of trading restrictions on GameStop and AMC Entertainment shares. January 27, 1505 America, New York, EU court lifts Intel antitrust fine. In the last few months, news concerning antitrust or competition policy has focused mostly on the change in ideological mood, so to say, in the U.S. Whatever influence Robert Bork and economists and jurists of the so-called Chicago School ever exerted on antitrust, it is gone. January 27th. 1500 America, New York, USD, CAD rallies toward monthly high ahead of US PCE report. Fresh data prints coming out of the US economy may push USD, CAD towards the monthly high, 1.2814, as inflation is expected to increase for the fourth consecutive month.